She Wanted Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1866. As the train neared London, Lady Alita Renton felt herself becoming more and more apprehensive. She had never got on with her stepfather. Therefore, he would be extremely annoyed that she had been so long returning to England after leaving school. She was already 20, and should have left when she was 18. Alita had, however, enormously enjoyed living in France and meeting so many girls from different countries. She had stayed with a great number of her school friends at their homes, and as she was so popular, they had hated her to leave them. Her mother had died when she was 17, and this was her third year as a pupil at the convent of St. Mary Magdalene, which was just outside Paris. It was, in fact, the most fashionable and certainly the most distinguished finishing school in Europe, and girls from 15 onwards were taught by the nuns and every top professor in France. It was very expensive, but even so, many aristocrats in Europe felt their daughters should finish their education there, and it would give them something special they could not obtain at any other school. Alita loved every single moment of her time at the convent, especially learning foreign languages from other pupils. She forced herself to talk in their language when she was alone with them, and she soon became so fluent that she invariably won the prize of the year. When her mother died, she happened to be staying in Africa with some French friends, and it was impossible for her to return home in time for the funeral. The Countess of Stanrenton had never been very strong after her daughter was born, and spent a great deal of time with her doctors, and it was not surprising to anyone when she died peacefully in her sleep. When Alita received the news from her stepfather, she was broken-hearted. She adored her mother, and could not bear to think that she had not been with her for the last days of her life. There was, however, really no point in her hurrying back to England. She had therefore sent a letter to her stepfather, telling him that she was in Africa, and that she would have another term at the convent before coming home. Actually, it was over a year before she returned, and when she did, she found him even less attractive than he had been when her mother was alive. She had gone back to the convent again, and had stayed there, enjoying every minute of it, until now. She would not have left even now if the Mother Superior had not said that she should go. "You are now 20, my dear," she said, "and the oldest girl here. I'm sorry, but you really must leave us, because there is nothing more we can teach you." "Oh, don't say that, Reverend Mother," Alita cried. "I feel I learn more and more every day that I'm here, and I'm very happy." The Mother Superior knew the background only too well, and why Alita did not wish to return to her stepfather. "I know, and we would love to keep you, but we cannot break the rules of the convent just for one girl. So I have to go back," Alita replied in a low voice. "You will find that you will soon enjoy yourself with your friends. Among the debutantes, I am afraid you will find yourself really rather old, and they will think you are not one of them, so to speak." Alita had laughed. The Mother Superior had said it in French, using a slang expression. "I will pray for you," the Mother Superior promised quietly. "And I know things will seem much better when you are at home than they do from here." Alita thought that she was being optimistic, and it was most unlikely, but she had no choice except to leave at the end of the term. It was now May, and the sun was shining, and she tried to think of how beautiful it would be at her father's house in Northamptonshire. She realized, however, that she had to go to London first, to the house where her mother had died, which was in Berkeley Square. It was agony for her to think that her mamma would not be waiting for her, as she always had been, in the lovely drawing-room, filled with spring flowers. The Countess would be sitting on the sofa, with her feet up, as her doctors had advised her to do, and she would then hold out her arms as Alita entered the room. But now, there would only be her stepfather. She was quite